Well, that's certainly fascinating. But so this biologist is basically claiming that people who like to eat these vegetables actually have some sort of sensory deficit? Sort of makes us picky eaters the normal ones, doesn't it? I mean, that's kind of turning things on their head, isn't it?
Well, then again, it wouldn't be the first time, would it? Think of it this way. Humans originally needed to have a stronger sensitivity to bitter-tasting foods, so they could learn what plants were good for them and which ones might be poisonous. But at some point, as people figured out what they could safely eat, this need became less crucial, and a segment of the population lost that ability.
Okay. Well, you make a compelling case. I can't wait to hear more about this when you deliver your report.
Why does the professor meet with the student? Why does the student ask the professor about broccoli? What possible causes does the student consider for not liking the taste of vegetables? According to the student, why was it advantageous for early humans to be sensitive to bitter tastes? Listen again to part of the conversation, then answer the question.
But so this biologist is basically claiming that people who like to eat these vegetables actually have some sort of sensory deficit? Sort of makes us picky eaters the normal ones, doesn't it? I mean, that's kind of turning things on their head, isn't it?
Well, then again, it wouldn't be the first time, would it?
What does the student imply when he says this?
Well, then again, it wouldn't be the first time, would it?